guarding the last outpost of freedom like a beacon of light to the world, and exercising our freedom of speech like we're the third monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark. And brother, it's starting to rain.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis Sar Avalone.
You know, the image of federal agents swooping into the home.
Swooping.
Yeah, that's what they did.
They came swooping in.
They came swooping.
Like on ropes,
okay,
and
they
stuff?
They came sweeping
like
in.
Like it's a swooping.
They came barreling in.
Yeah. Oh.
To the home of President Trump.
Yeah.
To his personal residence.
Yeah.
I mean, if
and
Democrats...
went through his drawers...
Well, yeah.
They went through Melania's drawers.
You know, and if Democrats were hoping to have finally put the final nail in the coffin, so to speak.
Got them this time.
No, I think they are. They could not have been more wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
They probably are not more disappointed than they could possibly have imagined.
But see, they're still hoping that this raid is somehow going to create a criminal conviction on Donald Trump. They're convinced. There's a headline today that said, Donald Trump is a criminal. Will one of these four investigations prove it? See, they are convinced that Donald Trump is a criminal. They just have no idea what crime he might have committed.
I know, but 83% of Republicans say they are now more motivated to go to the polls in November because of what happened
right
in Mar-a-Lago.
Because that's our best power right now to fight back against this government overreach.
But I think even more telling, though, is that more than 70% of those who expressed no party affiliation whatsoever said the raid has made them more motivated to go and vote.
Right. Because, again, they see government overreach. They see politics being played by the FBI, and that is unacceptable in a nation that we say this is a nation of laws, not of men, and yet then we're focused not on the law, but we're trying to focus on the man. They've decided, again, Donald Trump is a criminal. We just have to figure out what crime it is that he's committed.
But see,
that's not how this is supposed to work.
I think they overplayed their hand. I think this was the straw that broke the camel's back. And the camel here in this scenario or this metaphor is the Democrat Party. And the reason that I say that is if you have 70% of Americans who 70% of those who have no party affiliation,
independents,
who are now more motivated to go vote. They're only going to vote for one reason, is to send a message to the federal government that this is unacceptable. So even if these are people that do not like Donald Trump,
right?
They just detest him. They believe that he's arrogant.
Why does he have to be so rude?
And why does he send out so many mean tweets?
All those tweets, man, come on.
He's so arrogant.
Look, I like your policies. It's just your mouth, man.
Okay, so even if you are in that category, which... I would say
there are a lot of people in that category. I think
lots of folks with no party affiliation probably are.
Yeah.
Although there are a considerable number of Democrats, Republicans who say, you know, I've got to close my eyes and vote for the man because
they can't vote for a Democrat. They know Democrats are worse.
But the point is that if people are more motivated to go and vote, they're only going to vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah, I'm not into
And it's not so much that they're voting for Donald Trump as much as they are voting against the federal government overreach.
Right.
Which is one of the reasons why Donald Trump, let's just put it out there.
Why he won in the first place.
In 2016 is that folks went to the polls to vote against Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Maybe that same phenomenon is about to occur, but folks aren't going to vote against a particular candidate because Biden, for all intents and purposes, is just a goner. They're going to vote against government overreach.
I think they are. I think people are going to try and send a message. And see, it's really interesting because the Democrats thought people would come out because of Roe v. Wade, and that has had no effect on voter turnout at all so far this primary season. But in the very first election after the Mar-a-Lago raid, Liz Cheney on the January 6th committee gets thumped by the second largest defeat of any sitting congressperson in American history in a primary.
No, absolutely. But I think people are more excited. They're more motivated to go to the polls. And it's almost as if the Democrats have stopped trying. You know what I mean?
No.
I mean, no, they stopped trying. They're not trying. They're not appealing to the average American.
No, they don't like the average American.
They're not trying to persuade you to vote for them.
They're trying to hector you into voting for them.
You know,
they're trying to shame you into voting for them. They're not trying to persuade middle America. They don't like middle America. They don't like blue collar workers. They either want you to be a university professor or be on government assistance. They don't like anybody in between.
There's nothing in between. But, you know, I read an article the other day, and it was citing an interview with the executive director of Immigration Reform Law Institute.
Okay.
And he said that sanctuary cities are being essentially the demographic life rafts against the red wave that is coming. That's basically what Democrats have used sanctuary cities for, is to basically pile illegal immigrants
into those areas.
And the polls that are taken among Republicans show that that's not going to be enough. I mean, in terms of, even though those sanctuary cities might contain cumulatively millions of undocumented votes whatsoever, it's not going to be enough. I think the raid on Mar-a-Lago may have been even a greater miscalculation than thought. And the unprecedented show of partisan bias by the FBI.
It's unacceptable in America.
I mean, I think it's galvanized the Republican Party.
I agree with that.
Around Trump.
I agree with that.
And
I do think there's a fair number of independents who have gone, you know what, this just cannot go on. The Trump derangement syndrome has to stop at some point.
And I think more and more independents and moderates are throwing up their hands in frustration at the hyper partisanship of the left and the woke ideology that they impose. And they're coming in, or they're coming over to the Republican Party in droves.
Look, Tulsi Gabbard said this is overreach. Bill Maher said this is overreach. You've got Democrats that are not woke Democrats, but are more, let's say, Ted Kennedy-esque Democrats, and they know that this is wrong. They know that this was not okay.
And look, you talk to Democrats about this, they don't get it. 70% of Democrats say that the raid on Mar-a-Lago was an impartial justice system.
But see, those people believe that Donald Trump...
70%, Stephen.
Those people believe Donald Trump is a criminal. They just have no idea what crime he's committed. They're convinced he's evil. So therefore, the FBI is fine to break American laws and violate the Constitution and violate political norms because Trump, in their minds, is the reincarnation of Hitler.
But how can you be so blind as to see that Trump's political... to not see that Trump's political enemies were behind this FBI raid?
Because you still think that there's no such thing as women. Same people. They're blind to a lot of stuff. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, the affidavit used to justify a search of Donald Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago must be released to the public. That's the ruling of Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart, the same judge who signed off on the search warrant in the first place. FBI Counterintelligence Chief Jay Bratt had argued that the political climate in the U.S. was too volatile for the affidavit to be released. The DOJ now has 1 week to give Judge Reinhart their proposed redactions from the affidavit for him to approve.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be rich. What are these redactions? What possibly could Donald Trump have?
Uh-huh.
I mean, okay, you know, many people say, okay, have an open mind.
They'll redact the name of whatever person inside Mar-a-Lago ratted out Trump for having boxes of stuff. They'll blot out the name of their source and anything else they possibly can. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, there's bad news on the economic front. First, home sales in the U.S. dropped by 6% in July as compared to June. That has sales down 20% from this time last year. And prices for homes are still very high, about 10% higher than they were in 2021. At the same time, retail sales have stalled out. Sales were at the same level in July as they were in June. The Biden administration had been claiming that we couldn't possibly be in a recession since retail sales hadn't yet slowed down.
But see, first-time home buyers, the reason they're having such difficulty is because the supply of homes has not increased. The supply of homes has not increased because building supplies have skyrocketed in price, and there's been a scarcity as well.
And to finance their home, they're now going to have to pay more money than they've had to pay since before 2008.
Mortgages are more expensive.
And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the Customs and Border Patrol announced that a record number of people have snuck across the southern border this year. And the number, the year isn't over.
Shocker.
So far, 1,947,000 people have illegally entered the country. That's even more than the 1,735,000 people who illegally entered last year, which had been the largest influx in American history. Two-thirds of those people coming across the border were single adults.
I'm telling you, these sanctuary cities is the Democrats' plan for beefing up their voter base. I mean, it's all about political power.
It is all about political power.
At the cost of safety for your family.
What they don't realize is that by pandering to illegal aliens, they're losing legal residents, legal citizens who happen to be Hispanic. We'll be right back.
You're standing on American ground with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
It's hot, real hot.
It is hot today.
Escape the heat and go to the coolest place in the South, Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana. At Red River Range, it's cool inside and 100% fresh air all the time. If you want 8 to 25 yard lanes, choose Hero's Corner or Heritage Alley. If you want to shoot as far as 100 yards, try Sportsman's Paradise. For guns, accessories, or archery, go to redriverrange.com. Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Terry, I don't think I've ever seen you show up to this day studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell
you
out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there, and they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down and go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink is very pretty. Listen, my sheets. Oh my gosh, those Giza sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the towels are awesome, too.
Yes.
They dry good. They're a great size. And but I'm going to get those slippers because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code.
Are you going to get me some slippers? Because I won't order
them.
Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses that join with the fastest growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results, and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
If you say what you want to say and let the words fall out, honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
I tell you, nearly every news report's talking about monkeypox.
Monkeypox.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost as if they're trying to see if it takes hold. If folks go, oh my gosh.
Well, look,
we need to work remotely because of monkeypox.
COVID was a ratings winner for them. Okay, so the consultants are going to be looking at the ratings, and the consultants for all these news agencies will be like, oh, look, people really were interested in watching about the disease. Tell you what, we got a new disease. Gosh, you guys, if you really want to get people watching your show, you got to talk about monkeypox because it's the latest disease, and people are really into diseases.
I mean, it sounds kind of menacing. Monkeypox.
Does it?
It kind of
does.
It
sounds silly.
Well, you know, the WHO.
It sounds like a cereal.
Well, no, the World Health Organization says that's racist.
No, it sounds like you know, it's like Fruit Loops, Cheerios, monkeypox.
I don't think
Mama,
so.
Give me some monkeypox. They're so good.
But listen.
Some Lucky Charms.
First of all, it's very painful, apparently, for those who
yes,
contract
very
the monkeypox.
Very painful.
But it's
rash.
Sex between men
yes.
that is driving monkeypox spread.
Right.
Not skin contact.
But you can't say that because that hurts people's feelings.
Why does that hurt people's feelings?
Because it sounds like, you know, you're stigmatizing
this. I thought we
were
all about the science.
No. You can't. Science has to give a back way to feelings. You can't just talk about, if it was all about the science, we wouldn't have been locking down people because of COVID. It's not about the science. It's about not hurting people's feelings. And they don't want us to stigmatize monkeypox the way people stigmatized AIDS back in the 1980s.
Well, by the way, the federal government has 1 million monkeypox vaccinations.
Okay.
And they are preparing to purchase millions more. Now, okay. NBC News is who is reporting
uh-huh.
that it is sex between men that are driving monkeypox spread.
Oh, they're
not
gonna be
skin canceled. Skin contact.
Really?
I mean, look.
But look, the big outbreak in Europe happened because of a large orgy between people that didn't know each other. So are we surprised that this is being spread by sex? No, that's kind of the big. It's like we were surprised that COVID was messing with people in nursing homes. Why? That's where the first outbreaks happened. In the U.S. at least.
It's not working. If they're trying to scare folks,
uh-huh.
it's not working. Just saying.
Maybe that's why they want to change the name from monkeypox, because nobody, who's afraid of monkeypox?
It's like Cheerios. Is that what you said?
We got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, is busing illegal aliens to New York doing more harm than good?
Well, let's ask our American mamas. Mama, mama.
And joining us now are American mamas Terry Netteville and Denise Arthur. The state of Texas has been busing illegal aliens from Texas to Washington, D.C. initially, and then they've started busing a couple more into New York. I think the good thing that's been going on from this is quite clearly the Democrats that run those cities are finally starting to understand the problem of illegal immigration in a way they never have before.
Right.
Right. Because the
Absolutely.
Problem was in Texas.
Absolutely. Yes.
But
yeah.
there are some other things going on the way from Texas to Washington, D.C., that may also be causing
yeah.
some problems.
Especially in like Tennessee, because that's a common place for the buses to stop as they make their trek to the East Coast. But the thing
yeah,
about
you're about
it
halfway
is,
from yeah, Texas to D.C.
So they've had a couple things go on. Number one, I saw where an employee at the McDonald's called the police because immediately after they come off the buses, they start panhandling.
Exactly.
And who wants all that? I
yeah.
mean, what's that? Why are they panhandling? Don't they have phones and
right.
vouchers? And I mean, what is the deal? And I mean, they're upsetting the, you know, the customers and the people trying to get in and out of their cars. And
I think the message has been sent to them to come over and this administration is going to take care of them. They're going to
yeah.
bus them to their family, bus them wherever they want to go. They're going to have a lot of, you know, financial things taken care of for them. So they're kind of coming over here in this entitled situation, it feels like. And so you have, you know, when I thought it was brilliant when Abbott started sending a lot of these migrants to Washington, D.C.
yeah.
and to New York City for them to, because these are sanctuary cities.
Here, y'all take them.
Well, I mean, if you claim to be a sanctuary city, Open your arms. And what has happened has been so interesting because you have Eric Adams, who calls the plan horrific. He argues that what Abbott is doing is sinister. He should be stopped. And he even said that Abbott was unpatriotic. He was un-American.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes. He said he's even considering going to Texas.
So they can dish it out, but they can't
take
it.
Yeah, he's even considering going to Texas and knocking on doors to go against Abbott, to help the opponent. So it's really unbelievable to me that they don't see the hypocrisy in what they're saying and doing. They're the sanctuary cities. Texas is saying, hey, we need a wall. We cannot take these thousands and thousands and thousands of migrants in. We have schools, you know, the financial part of it. And
they got their own problems.
That's right. And then these governors of these sanctuary cities are trying to make it like he's the bad guy and saying, you know, we need federal assistance because we can't take in these all of these migrants.
Right. Well, and you have these sanctuary cities like New York and stuff. I mean, their crime rate is already so high.
Yeah.
And this is just really driving it even higher. I mean, they've arrested all these sex offenders. They've arrested all these people that were wanted on criminal charges because nobody is vetting these people to see who's coming in and out of the country. And it's crazy to me. And it's like, you know, there's even been reports that they're threatening the bus drivers.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I mean, I'm telling you, they're bullying.
They are. Somebody's
going to get
hurt.
But not just that. Some of them are just out and out criminals. I'm sorry. They are criminals.
Well, that's another thing, Denise. They said in the beginning, the press secretary actually said, who is coming in? Saki said this. Who is coming in? It's family. It's husband, wife, children.
Well, they don't
We're
going to
reunite.
Like families.
But when you see the migrants get off of these buses, they are men, and mostly between the ages of 20s, 30s, something like that. And we don't know anything about that background. We know that they, a lot of them have a criminal record. Nothing's being done. And this administration does not care.
Yeah.
They
didn't
care.
Look, their main goal, day one, first 15 minutes in office, their main goal was to undo everything that the orange man did because he
Absolutely.
Was horrible.
I mean, if you remember Cory Booker, he was the one that was telling everybody beforehand to start migrating, start your caravan this way. It was three months before, you know, Biden was to take the office, and he was telling them, you know, this is the time to come. And then you have all these conflicting reports of Kamala saying out loud, you know, the border is closed, while she's kind of ushering them in. It's kind of like you look this way and you're saying, oh, you know, we're closed. But then on the backside, she's saying, come on in this back door.
And they're not just coming from Mexico. And the thing is she doesn't know who's coming over here. She hasn't been to the border. She doesn't know, but yet she's in charge. That's her job. Unbelievable. But then we look like we're horrible people because our arms aren't open and we're not handing out free hugs.
Well,
I'm not hugging anything
until
I know who it is and what it is.
The loudest group are the legal immigrants of our nation.
Right.
They're the loudest. They're the ones saying this is wrong. This shouldn't be happening right now. Build the wall.
Well, they're getting
These
screwed.
These are
they
legal.
Did it the right way.
That's right. Well, not only that, but they understand what's coming across. They understand who's coming to us. And it's not good. It's only going to get worse unless we stop it. And Abbott is trying to, I think they're going to use their own Texas resources to build that, to finish the wall, right?
Well, Arizona actually has been doing this. Arizona, over this weekend, started using shipping containers, empty shipping containers, to fill in gaps in the wall,
wow.
just stacking them on top
I love
of each
it.
Other.
Interesting.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, americangroundradio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Netterville, Denise Arthur, thank y'all.
Thank you.
Well, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back.
Choosy moms choose American Ground Radio. It's smooth, creamy, and now contains 7 grams of protein per serving. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these, folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, A-G-R, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
Hey guys, this is Don Tubbs. We are proud that we're an old school hardware store that has had roots in Bossier since 1922. God fearing, we the people, America first, local folks. Tubbs, providing products that are built stronger to last longer and back them with parts and service. Tubbs is the brand you can trust. Like Tubbs Hardware on Facebook and may God bless the USA.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these, folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, A-G-R, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
American Ground Radio. Sounds so good. Patriots ask for it by name. In fact, there's going to be an emoji for it pretty soon. Well, that's what I heard. Isn't it? That's not true. That's true, right? Okay.
A man who leads a life of danger.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Have you seen the trailer for She-Hulk?
I've seen a couple. I'm not all that impressed.
I mean, you know,
the CGI looks awful.
But here's the thing. Is it something wrong with me that I'm not willing to embrace something? Am I not creative? Am I not adventurous enough to accept Hulk as a woman?
She-Hulk was a comic. But, I mean, they had her in the comics. It's not like they just invented her for this Marvel TV show. She-Hulk's kind of been around for a while.
I have never. Oh, and of course, I may not be typical. But,
ask your brother.
Okay, but at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, Hulk is the Hulk.
The Hulk's the Hulk, yeah. But now the Hulk's the professor, so it's a little bit different.
So the movie's called She-Hulk.
It's a TV series.
Oh, it's a TV series.
Yeah, it's a TV series on Disney Plus.
Called She-Hulk Attorney at Law.
Now, here's my problem also with this, because it used to be a TV series was 23 episodes. 23 episodes, that was one season. Now we're like, it's six episodes, that's a season. I'm like, that's not a season. That's barely a miniseries.
So social media apparently has lit this series on fire.
The CGI looks awful.
Well, no, aside from that, apparently they were advertising She-Hulk on bus benches.
Okay.
They called these bus benches anti-homeless benches. Okay, so you had a bus bench.
Ridiculous.
You had a bus bench with a poster
advertising
She-Hulk,
right,
Attorney at Law.
Yes.
But the bus bench had armrests along the bus bench so that the homeless could not sleep on the bus bench.
Okay. And the problem with that is? Because the bus bench is supposed to be what? It's supposed to be where people sit until a bus shows up. Do you feel safe waiting for a bus if there's
someone sleeping there?
Right.
But anyway, so people on social media, and this is just how, you know, ridiculous people are.
No, it's how ridiculous social media is.
Someone tweeted out, "I can't even imagine how soulless the executives that demanded the anti-homeless bumps on the bench for the She-Hulk poster have to be?
It's ridiculous. That's insane. And again, the CGI is awful. Okay, let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down. Working in a coal mine.
So back in October of 2020, President Trump declassified all of the documents relating to the FBI's bogus investigation to the Russia collusion. Okay, he said, I'm declassifying all of it. I want all of it declassified.
You know what he didn't declassify, though? It's a side note.
What's that?
We'll come right back to this.
Yeah.
Was the assassination of JFK.
Yeah, he didn't. Okay.
You know, many presidents, yeah. I know. Yeah. But that's
that
you
has
know,
nothing to do with what we're
it
talking
has nothing
about today.
To do with it, but it's very important. One day, is one it, day, one
is
day.
It, is yeah. it?
Well, right. I mean, you know.
All right. The FBI knew there was no Russia collusion. They knew they were lying to the FISA court about Russia collusion. It was all a scam designed to undermine the president of
yep.
the United States.
Yep.
Trump wanted the Department of Justice to release the documents that proved it. Those documents were never released. I can't figure out why not. But Bill Barr did not release those documents, and Merrick Garland certainly isn't going
to
either.
Wait a minute. You're saying you can't figure out why?
Bill Barr is supposed to be...
He's supposed to be.
Right.
I don't know where this
Bill
guy
Barr is
really...
the one who appointed John Durham. John Durham's the one investigating. Why hasn't this been... All right, anyway.
Because it would make all of those...
That are guilty of having tried to undermine the president of the United States from within the FBI, all of those people would be exposed?
I think it goes...
Interesting.
And runs
bring
pretty
that up.
Deep.
Let's flash forward to 2 weeks ago. From October 2020 to just 2 weeks ago,
okay.
when the FBI raided Donald Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago. Now, that home is in Florida near Miami. So the FBI is raiding the home. You'd think it'd be the Miami field office doing that, right? It was not the Miami field office running the operation. Even though the magistrate who okayed the warrant was in Miami, it was the Washington field office that was running the
Well,
invasion.
It was so important. It wasn't something that could be trusted to a mere field office.
Now, for instance, one of the two FBI special agents who signed the document detailing what evidence was taken was a man named Jeremy Linton. Special Agent Linton is also listed on documents in a case relating to a January 6th defendant. So, Special Agent Linton is involved in the January 6th investigations that are treating people who trespass as if they were enemies of the state. Linton was at Mar-a-Lago as well.
Okay.
See this connection?
Well, I mean, he's an FBI agent.
Well, while the official narrative on the raid from the FBI is that they were looking for top secret documents, Trump allegedly stole when he left office, which doesn't hold up since he had a top secret clearance as the president. He also had the sole power to declare something not top secret anymore, but whatever. Linton being there suggests that this was actually a fishing expedition for January 6th evidence, which is why they didn't just take the top secret documents,
but
took everything they could get their hands on, including the president's passports.
When did he say this, and how did he say this?
When did Linton say this?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying that his presence there suggests this is related to January 6th.
You're saying that maybe...
Since he's involved in both investigations. Okay? Now, there's something more nefarious going on here. Real Clear Politics has an article on the raid in Mar-a-Lago today. Remember how we said the FBI agents involved weren't from the Miami office, but were from Washington, D.C.? Well, it turns out the agents who conducted the raid are under investigation by Special Counsel John Durham for their role in the Russia hoax, the collusion hoax-ish investigation.
Mm.
Quote, as a key member of the Crossfire team, Supervisory Intelligence Analyst Brian Auten has continued to be involved in politically sensitive investigations, including the ongoing federal probe of potentially incriminating content found on the abandoned laptop of President Biden's son, Hunter Biden. Special Agent Auten is the same Brian Auten who's accused by whistleblowers of trying to discredit information found on Hunter Biden's laptop in an effort to change the 2020 election.
So,
same guy.
So maybe they were, as you put it, on a fishing expedition.
Yes.
To find something that would incriminate
them
or President Trump.
The documents.
Or validate their claims.
The documents that Trump said, I want these released. What if Trump had copies of those in Mar-a-Lago? And the FBI agents who would have been incriminated by that were the ones who conducted the raid. Auten has been under investigation by the FBI's own internal disciplinary review since 2019. Quote, from this of Real Clear Politics. Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz referred him for disciplinary review for his role in pushing the Russia collusion hoax. Any documents that would incriminate Auten would have been part of the batch President Trump said he completely declassified in October 2020, and yet Auten has been allowed to continue working on political sensitive investigations, including the raid on Mar-a-Lago. There's also a guy named Jay Bratt. We actually mentioned his name in the top three things. Sources told Real Clear Investigations that Jay Bratt, the top counterintelligence official in Justice's National Security Division, who happens to be a Democrat National Committee donor, has been coordinating the investigation for Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, my.
This guy gave hundreds of dollars to Democrat candidates all over the country and $800 to the Democrat National Committee. When I worked as a news reporter, if I had donated to a report to a candidate, that would have been unethical. And I was just a news reporter. How is it not unethical for an FBI agent to be doing that, especially when that FBI agent is leading the raid on the former president's home? Bratt is also connected to FBI Special Agent Alan Kohler, who heads the FBI's counterintelligence division. Kohler is the one who headed up the effort to frame Carter Page in London as part of the Russia collusion investigation. Kohler is back in D.C. running the Mar-a-Lago raid.
So it's just all tied together.
It's the same people. The same people who lied to the FISA court got the warrant to go into Mar-a-Lago. The same damn people in the FBI.
It's going to come out. I'm just saying it's going to come out.
Go check out Real Clear Investigations. Read it. See what you think. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Fellas, what about some barbecue this Thursday? Well, I hear that Bodacious Bar and Q is hosting Ladies Night on Thursday.
Love me some barbecue!
Join us Thursday for Ladies Night at Bodacious Bar and Q. Mixed drinks are only $5 and get $3 off on a glass of wine. Ladies, come out for the drinks. Guys, come out for the, barbecue. And on Monday night, it's Music Bingo at Bodacious Bar and Q at 8410 Line Avenue in Shreveport.
I don't think I've ever seen you show up to the studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there, and they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down and I'll go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink feel so is good. Very pretty. Listen, my sheets. Really? Those Giza sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the towels are awesome too. Yes. They dry good. They're a great size. But I'm going to get those slippers because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code.
Are you going to get me some slippers? Because I won't order them. Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
It's hot, real hot.
It is hot today.
Escape the heat and go to the coolest place in the South, Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana. At Red River Range, it's cool inside and 100% fresh air all the time. If you want 8 to 25 yard lanes, choose Heroes Corner or Heritage Alley. If you want to shoot as far as 100 yards, try Sportsman's Paradise. For guns, accessories, or archery, go to RedRiverRange.com. Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time.
time to get it hype. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Crown Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Now, in addition to calling the majority of Republican voters mm-hmm. as really stupid, evil racists,
mm-hmm.
James Carville also attempted. No, I'm serious. He said that.
I'm just. It's interesting Carville calling people racist. But okay, go ahead.
Okay. So he goes on to explain.
Uh-huh.
About the brand of the Democrat Party.
Oh, okay.
And he talks about what's it like to be a red state Democrat, because he lives in the state of Louisiana.
It's lonely, but it's I'll tell you what, it's so, there's nobody else there. It's just me. Just so lonely. I'm the only one. I can't.
Oh, my
I'm so
goodness.
Sad. Bill used to live just a state away. He lived in Arkansas, and I could just go up and visit him, but then he moved up to Chappaquaquap or whatever it is.
You know, that sounds remarkably like Barack Obama.
That's not Barack Obama.
Which, by the way, you take a listen to this clip,
uh-huh.
and you tell me
yeah.
if James Carville
uh-huh.
is talking about folks like, if not specifically in particular, Barack Obama.
March 20th. And the topic of my own speech is, what does it mean to be a red state Democrat?
Mm.
And the truth of the matter is, we are a very different, a very hardy bunch. You know, we kind of have to live off the land. We don't win a lot of elections. And so much of what's happened to my party is we tend to get defined by some overeducated, totally doofus coastal elites that are out trying to write dictionaries or something unrelated to anybody's life.
Okay, just stop that right there.
That kind
now,
of stuff.
Now, who else do you know?
Mm-hmm.
That is some overeducated,
okay.
totally doofus coastal elite.
Yeah.
Who else would you...
Overeducated.
Overeducated.
Yeah, totally doofus. I can think of a lot of people on social media who might match that, although the overeducated, not quite so much. But if you had to just put one person's name on it...
It's Barack Obama.
Yeah.
I mean, that... I mean,
now
you could
now Barack Obama's
put,
not trying to change the definition of words as much as the far woke left does.
Kamala Harris would, I think, she would also qualify.
She's definitely a woke doofus.
But I mean, he's talking about being a red state Democrat.
Yeah. It's lonely.
It is very.
Nobody else here.
No, I agree with him. But to call the majority of Republican voters as really stupid, evil, racist. I mean, this guy's off his rocker. Come on.
We need a bright spot. Okay, the Great Barrier Reef off the coast of Australia is the world's largest coral reef, right? You ever been to Australia?
I have never been down under.
I'd love to go sometime. I'd love to see it. Well, back in 2017, David Attenborough did a documentary called Blue Planet 2. You can watch, I think, on Apple TV and all that. He predicted the Great Barrier Reef would be completely dead by 2100. All right? Completely dead.
By 2100.
Yeah, 80 years from now. That same year, National...
78, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
That same year, National Geographic did a story saying the reef could be gone in just 30 years. So it'd be just 25 years from now. And it's not just the Great Barrier Reef. They said all reefs on Earth would be gone in 30 years. Well, there are typical reasons for this. Global warming, acidification of the oceans, humans in general, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready for the bright spot?
The Great Barrier Reefs are not extinct.
There you go.
Okay.
The bright spot is that, once again, these environmental scientists were wrong. This year, the Great Barrier Reef has more cover of coral than at any time on record. Record amounts of growth of the coral in the Great Barrier Reef this year. One of the things that's very important to understand in earth science is that there's nothing new under the sun. whatever process is happening today has likely happened before. We just may not have been aware that it was happening. We tend to think that just because this is the first time we've seen a phenomenon, that is the first time that phenomenon actually ever occurred.
And then they assumed that it would just continue to happen.
Exactly. They start thinking it's going to be linear growth on this from, look, it's completely arrogant.
Instead of a natural, instead of a natural occurrence.
Right. A general rule of thumb when it comes to any type of earth science is that if it's happening now, it has likely happened before. That should be the null hypothesis. So we saw the Great Barrier Reef lose a lot of its living coral from during the 2000s. From 2008 to 2011, half of the living coral in the reef died off. And some scientists had never seen this happen before, so they assumed it was a new phenomenon, and they assumed it would continue to happen. And their base assumption is that anything bad happening in the environment must be man's fault. So they blame global warming and the warming of the oceans and ocean acidification.
Wait a minute. Ocean acidification?
I'm so glad you picked on that up, because the ocean...
What does that mean?
The ocean is not an acid. The ocean is a base. They're saying that the ocean becomes less basic, more neutral, so that's acidification of the ocean. No, the ocean's not going to turn into an acid. It's not. The oceans are not always stable. Nothing on Earth is, but they vacillate within a range.
Okay.
Second, the oceans aren't warming. There are pockets where oceans are warmer at times. There are pockets where the oceans are cooler at times. When it comes to the Great Barrier Reef, we had several years of El Ninos from 2008 to 2011 where the water around the equator was warmer than normal. But now we're back into a La Nina, is cooler than normal, and the Great Barrier Reef is thriving off of that.
But again, this isn't new.
No.
I mean, it's been happening since...
Since the ocean was formed. Life is not linear. Nothing in Earth science is linear. Just because coral reef experiences a die-off in 1 year doesn't mean that's always going to keep happening. And just because this has been a record year of growth doesn't mean that's going to keep happening either. And it also doesn't mean that it's our fault when the pattern changes. It has changed before. It will change again. And that's a bright spot.
Right. The world is not going to end. I mean, well...
Not today.
Not today, at least.
And if it does, it won't be our fault. We'll be right back.
If you're not listening in, you're missing out. American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Louis, what's the toughest challenge for business owners?
Finding employees, especially quality employees.
Well, our friends at Express Employment Professionals serve businesses across Caddo and Bossier Parishes.
And Express Employment Professionals never charge the applicant a fee.
If you need employees or are struggling with what you have, call Blake at 318-226-8777.
Blake will customize a recruiting plan that works for your organization and your budget.
Call Express Employment Professionals at 318-226-8777.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Tubbs, we sell the best and back it with parts and service. Toro, Exmark, Ventrac mowers. To spend less time mowing and have more fun grilling with the world's best smoking grill, the Big Green Egg, or Green Mountain Pellet Grill. We provide parts and service for what we sell with 0% easy financing. Y'all come see us. Like Tubbs Hardware on Facebook, and may God bless the USA.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio.
Which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now. now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these, folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly.
Huge. Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, A-G-R, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses to join with the fastest-growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
Hi, I'm Louis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church.
When I was a little bitty boy, just up off the floor, we used to go out to Grandma's house every month in the soul.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
And so from the same people that predicted the extinction of the Great Barrier Reefs.
Yes.
We now have the washable and reusable toilet paper. There is a company. No, I'm serious. No. This is a story that stinks to high heaven.
No, this is too early for Fake News Friday.
So this is a company that's come up with a washable and reusable toilet paper. So basically what you do, it's a toilet cloth.
Okay.
So you take the cloth.
Yes.
You fold it into thirds.
Okay.
And you wet it.
Yes.
And then you use it to clean yourself up.
Okay.
And then you fold it again and throw it in a bag until you're ready to use it again. And then eventually you'll wash it.
No, eventually you spread E. coli over your entire house.
I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. I'm serious, though. They say that this is an eco-friendly way to clean yourself without creating waste or spending a mini fortune over time.
Except that you have to clean it, which means you're going to probably throw it in the washing machine, which uses more electricity.
That's nasty, baby.
It is nasty. Mm. It is nasty.
I mean, because, you know, toilet paper is so expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be.
Nobody's like, whoa.
When I say whoa, I mean whoa.
Peggy grew up as an only child. She said it was kind of lonely sometimes, so she always wanted to have a large family of her own. So when she married William Kohler, they started raising a family, a big one. Peggy and William had 11 children of their own. Well, their kids grew up, started having children, and their children all grew up and started having children. And before you knew it, Peggy became the great-grandmother of 100 babies.
Oh, my.
Peggy is now 99 years old. Earlier this summer, she got to hold her 100th great-grandbaby, who was named Kohler William, to honor Peggy and her late husband. But that's not the end of the story. A few weeks later, one of her other grandchildren had another child, and Peggy's now up to 101 great-grandchildren.
That's one large pro-life family.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.